We weren't ready to go.
It's time.
And we apologize for what happened last Friday.
For the emergency break of the week.
We nominate Billy Kunda for this moment yesterday with 7:42 left.
Or
it's going to be...
or maybe...
We're going to play it from the newsroom, right?
Yeah, let's go.
We are now.
Tommy?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Once again, Billy Cundiff with 7:42 left, set up from 34 yards out to maybe give the Cowboys a winning field goal.
What's happening?
This show sucks. This show sucks.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
We're having an issue in here.
Right. You think?
Well, all right. The emergency brake of the week is brought to you by TexasDirectAuto.com. We've got three candidates for you. And we're going to give you a chance to vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the Hardline. Mike Reiner was trying to explain just how tough a coach Ken Hitchcock can be to his players this week. And he used a term that if you use it like Rhines did, you can get into a little bit of trouble. And I don't know if it gets Rhines in trouble, but it made Corby and Danny laugh for sure, and it stopped down the show.
Man, spent a lot of money,
that
too.
That team did not like him.
It's a different era, too.
But maybe that's what they want. Maybe they want somebody who'll come in here and be an a-hole.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they think they need.
But Lindy was very tough on them.
Yeah, but nobody does a-hole like Hitch. Or so we hear. I mean, he's
sure he'd love to hear you say that.
Well, I mean, he's always been great to us, but...
That sounded sexual.
It did. That's where I was going with it.
Nobody does a-hole like Hitch.
Like you guys, we're all in a room, like all dressed in leather, watching porn together.
Leather.
Yeah. We're just watching this hardcore stuff. You know, this is good, but nobody does a-hole like Hitch. Yeah, I guess you're right, man.
Never thought about it that way, but yeah.
you would know.
Yeah, I probably should have rethought that before I said it.
Nobody.
The audience that Rhines talks to sometimes is tough. You know, they don't give him a lot of room. Yeah, and anytime you can turn it into a Corby cackle, you're off to a good start. So there's Rhines up for an e-break. And then there's one Norm Hitchkins. Now, he's just getting back from vacation, so I guess it's understandable that you would forget what day it is.
It is T.C. Fleming.
Hey.
Hey. And Jer has 1 hour, 46 minutes, and 52 seconds left in his work week.
No, I'm in tomorrow, too.
It's Thursday, Norm.
It is Thursday.
Oh, man.
Why did I think this was Friday?
It's my Friday.
I don't know, buddy.
It's my Thursday.
You're in tomorrow, I hope.
I am.
Okay.
This is just the worst feeling.
When Norm reports to the Metroplex, they still have another day. I'm sorry, bud.
Oh, boy.
You're going to be all right.
It is Thursday.
It's going to be...
You okay, buddy?
Boy, yeah, we really had slur-talking Soroy there.
Thursday,
yeah. Oh, super cash.
It's Thursday, Vaughn.
All right, one more time just so we can hear comforting Soroy.
It is T.C. Fleming.
Hey.
Hey. And Jer has 1 hour, 46 minutes, and 52 seconds left in his work week.
No, I'm in tomorrow, too.
It's Thursday, Norm.
It is Thursday.
Oh, man.
Why did I think this was Friday?
It's my Friday.
I don't know, buddy.
It's my Thursday.
You're in tomorrow, I hope.
I am.
Okay.
This is just the worst feeling.
When Norm reports to the Metroplex, they still have another day. I'm sorry, bud.
I'm sorry, bud. You know, I'll cut Norm a little slack. He spent the week in Iceland.
Yeah. Like I said, coming off the vacation, yeah, way out in Iceland, I guess that's a little tough.
Yeah,
the first week back. But he's still up for an e-break as candidate number two. And then there is the hardline combo here. This is really on Corby and Mike. Corby delivers a tense name. Mike calls him out on it, and then it turns into one of those hardline scenes where they sound like they're just sitting around getting high together. Listen to this conversation and how it goes off the rails.
It resembles her short film. This is a woman named Tig Notaro. It resembles her short film, Clown
you
Service.
Get your initial consonants right off that.
Tig,
I don't think you did.
Like a.
I think you transposed the first letters of those two names.
Like the tiger, right? Tigger the tiger?
Yeah.
All right. From Frosted Flakes, right?
Just, yeah.
That's Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger.
Oh. Tigger. Tigger's from Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, yeah. Well, I knew it was either cereal or film or books.
What's your point?
God.
What?
Well, we were talking about this woman.
Quickly, we got to go.
All right, we got to go. Screw it. All right.
Gosh. I know. They're under the influence of something up here in the afternoon, aren't they?
I think Corby just uttered a sentence that has never been said before. I think it. I knew it was cereal, film, or books.
All right, one more time, just for kicks.
It resembles her short film. This is a woman named Tig Notaro. It resembles her short film, Clown
you
Service.
Get your initial consonants
I said
right off that.
Tig,
I don't think you did.
Like a.
I think you transposed the first letters of those two names.
Like the tiger, right? Tigger the tiger?
Yeah.
All right. From Frosted Flakes, right?
Just, yeah.
That's Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger.
Not Tigger. Tigger's from Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, yeah. Well, I knew it was either cereal or film or books.
What's your point? What?
Well, we were talking about this woman.
Quickly, we got to go.
All right, we got to go. Screw it.
All right. God, it's so disjointed.
Just sounds baked, doesn't he?
Yes.
Man, that's
funny. What's your point?
What's your point? Sounds like Danny is an expert on tigers, though. He immediately jumped in with which tiger was which. All right, so it's Rhines, or is it Norm, or the hardline combo, which is mainly Corby.
Yeah, but I think that's on Corby.
We'll put it on Corby. 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Sports caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Tony the Tiger, and I'd say the hardline is great.
Okay, all right. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
My name is George Dunham. I suck at guitar, and I love
That's
my
true.
Soul.
Gosh, dude, you're a jerk.
He's right about one of those things. All right, hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I want to vote for the original backdoor conquistador, Mike Reimer.
Okay. Okay. I don't know if he's ever been called that before. I don't think that's an authorized nickname. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, Jer.
Hey.
Vaginal slice, born.
Thank you. Hi. The only one on the show that likes that.
Courage.
So that's why he directed it at Jer. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, if Hitchcock is great at a-hole, he must have one hell of a poke check.
All right, not bad. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Let me get Tigger the Niger.
Just watch everything.
Yeah, just be careful.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Vadim Slice Born.
Not a candidate. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
No one does a-hole like Indiana Rhymes and the Temple of Doom.
What did you say?
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom? Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Good morning, man. How are we this morning?
All right.
Good. Can I get some Rhines and Gordon? Can I get some fake Woody Allen Come on, I need this. Please.
But why would you even want to hear that? I mean, it's like, you know, I refuse to have this conversation again.
Oh, God.
The only guy in the Metroplex that enjoys
day is made.
Okay, all right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, this is Phil Sims, and I'd like to vote for the leather pants.
Did you say leather pants?
Leather pants?
Oh, leather pants?
Hmm.
I don't know. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, I'd like to vote for Mike, and I'd also like to make a suggestion for Pete Home of the Week for the United Airlines gentleman. I understand how he has an acceptance speech prepared. Thank you.
Let's see if he has an acceptance speech prepared.
I wonder what that was. Kill me. Relax. Kill me. Relax. Go on. Kill me. Just kill me. Just kill me. Just kill me.
You guys are all going to hell.
Well, we can't confirm that he is the P1 of the week, but we can confirm that we have ourselves a winner, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Reiner has won yet another emergency break of the week.
Man, spent a lot of money, too.
That team did
it's a different,
not like him.
It's a different era, too.
But maybe that's what they want. Maybe they want somebody who'll come in here and be an a-hole.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they think they need.
But Lindy was, I heard that Lindy was
Lindy
that
was
way with
very
them.
Tough on them.
Yeah, but nobody does a-hole like Hitch. Or so we hear. I mean, he's
sure he'd love to hear you say that.
Well, I mean, he's always been great to us, but...
That sounded sexual.
It did. That's where I was going with it. Nobody does a-hole like Hitch.
Like you guys, he's we're so all in tender. A room, like all dressed in leather, watching porn together.
In leather.
Yeah. And Mike, just, we're just watching this hardcore stuff. You know, this is good, but... Nobody does a hole like Hitch. Yeah, I guess you're right, man.
Never thought about it that way, but yeah.
you would know.
Yeah, I probably should have rethought that before I said it.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Man, that laugh is so great. All right, how many is that for Mike?
Poor Rhines, the butt of their joke. 67th win.
67 now for Rhines.